attention now to the tourism season. We head into the May Bank Holiday weekend, and I'm joined on the line to talk with Patrick O'Donoghue, Managing Director and CEO of the Glen Eagle Group. Patrick, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Can I start, first of all, and ask you your view on what sort of a season you think it's going to be this year? There are some pressures, there are some accommodation shortages and other issues, but what's your overall view of the season that we're heading into?
So I suppose I'm here as chairperson of the marketing subcommittee of the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation, and we had a meeting as recently as Friday. So I got an update from around the county about how things have been performing so far this year and how they intend to perform for the rest of the year as we see it at the moment. So I think it's fair to say that the year has started off very well. We got a big bounce in February with the new St. Bridget's weekend. And I think around the county, Patrick's and Easter were also very, very busy, and a very positive response coming back from that. And the prospects for the rest of the season seem equally positive. There's a lot of positivity. A lot of people feel that, it's very much back to normal. As you remember, this time last year, we were still just coming out of restrictions.
Yeah.
And the tourism industry was still I suppose, not back to full swing, but definitely this year we're back to full swing. However, it's a very normal situation, as opposed to maybe last year we had a big bounce in terms of events that hadn't been able to take place for a number of years. And obviously there was a lot of demand to get back into action again, whereas this year it's very normal. Business on the books seems to be very, very strong for the next couple of months and into the summer. From what we can see, and that seems to be all over the county that we're seeing that that benefit.
Okay, and would you then feel that is it the domestic market that's particularly strong? Is it the international market? We're reading stories this morning that Ireland's poised for a record numbers of North American holidaymakers this and next year.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it seems that the domestic market might be a little bit back on last year. I think there is a kind of a residue of the winter when people were very concerned about the cost of living crisis, and still are obviously concerned about the cost of living crisis, as well as increased mortgage interest repayments and these type of things, that maybe spending power in the domestic market might be a little bit softer than it has been previously.
Yeah.
or at least last year, and the direct benefit of coming out of COVID. However, you're right to identify the American market. There's huge positivity when it comes to North America. The number of flights have rebounded massively into the country. And while numbers at the early part of the year are smaller or less than they were in 2019, the feeling is that, that's off a small base. It's really from now on that'll have its biggest impact. And North America in particular is looking very strong.
Do things like the Joe Biden visit, President Biden's visit, help?
I think the visibility where the country is getting from the likes of the Biden visit, from the Banshees of Inishirin, and from other very positive publicity that the country has been getting over the last few months will help massively, as well as a huge legacy build up of demand over the last number of years when people couldn't travel to the same extent, and those people are really looking to come now. Like the golf market is out the door. You can't get a tee time in all the trophy courses for love nor money even into next year.
Yeah.
And we are seeing that from tour operators in general, that they're working very, very early on 2024 and 2022 and even 2025 now, because of the demand that there is for the peak months in Kerry and in the country in general.
We've a lot of private jets coming into this county.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. Yeah, but I suppose we need it all. We need the high end.
We need every end of
coming
every
into the
end
country.
Of the season,
and we need the ordinary, tourists who might travel on the coach tour or travel on the back to be able to cater for no matter what type of tourist it is, and they're welcome regardless.
What about the challenges then, Patrick? To reports as well, some businesses in the sector saying, look, we're going to need some government supports to mitigate what they feel will be a hit based on the shortage of accommodation or the less accommodation that's available because of the refugee situation, the Ukrainians and international protection applicants that have taken up some of the capacity in the sector. Is there going to be a follow-on hit to that for restaurants, activities, bars and cafes who would be expecting more numbers?
So the feedback that we're getting from the industry in general is that the issue is not so much in the larger tourist areas like Tralee, Killarney and Dingle, even though there are a lot of space taken up by Ukrainian refugees and IPAS candidates. It's more of an issue in the more rural areas, and particularly in South Kerry, the likes of Carrigrohane and Derrynane, where a much higher proportion of their available capacity is used up with government contracts. So it's more those areas, really. We did find in Easter and even Patrick's weekend that there was availability in the major in the main tourist towns, I suppose, for want of a better way of putting it. But in some of the smaller, more remote areas, where they're traditionally very seasonal and a lot more seasonal than the likes of Tralee and Killarney and Dingle, it is a bigger issue and will be a bigger issue for the downstream businesses, the local cafes, pubs and restaurants, and we do see that as a challenge, but more in those areas than the main tourist resorts.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, how you navigate that then is the key thing if you're looking at maybe a reduced domestic market as on that side of it as well. You know, that won't be with us forever, though. Is it a question of businesses surviving, I suppose, as best they can in these areas to go into next year and the year after?
Well, exactly. And I suppose, you know, no different to ITIC, you know, we would say that, you know, that those downstream businesses may need support. And if they're disproportionately affected, as might be the case in the likes of Carrigrohane, then that should be forthcoming, and we'd be very supportive of that. I suppose, having said that, though, I do believe that Killarney, and I would say the wider county, has demonstrated, you know, a very welcoming attitude to people who have, I suppose, been driven here through circumstances in their own countries that any of us wouldn't wish for. And I think the county has performed very well. And so whether people are driven here or drawn here by our beauty and our beautiful landscape and beaches and culture, I think, you know, regardless, Kerry is a welcoming county.
What's staffing like, Patrick? I'm seeing lots of help wanted signs and staff wanted signs on the windows of different pubs, restaurants and hotels.
Yeah, staffing is probably one of our biggest challenges, both in terms of recruitment but also in accommodation. And I think accommodation is probably one of the bigger challenges that we have around recruiting, because we may get the applicants, but the trouble is finding accommodation for them in some of the main towns is proving very, very difficult. It's been that way, I suppose, for a number of years and pre-COVID with the likes of Killarney and Dingle, but we're seeing that elsewhere around the county now as well, in Tralee and other areas, that accommodation has become very tight, and particularly for seasonal employees that all tourism businesses need. You know, the county, you know, no matter what way we look at it, is always going to be busier in the summer. We're always going to need transient workers to come in and support the businesses through the summer months. And as I say, accommodation seems to be the biggest issue in terms of that recruitment piece.
And if they don't find somewhere to live locally temporarily, let's say while the season is going on, they may have to commute. If they have to drive too long, it adds to their cost and it makes it not worth their while to take up the job in the first place.
For many of the positions that we're talking about, commuting isn't an option for them, really. I suppose there is a lot more availability in public transport, and we do welcome a lot of the initiatives around the local links that have developed over the last couple of years. They will be hugely helpful, but public transport, not least private transport, is difficult for a lot of the people that we're talking about, in terms of people coming in from other countries, you know, who don't necessarily want to invest in a car if they're going to be here for 6 or 8 months. They will need to be accommodated close to where they're working.
And is the answer to that the same as it is to the wider housing crisis, just supply?
I think that is an issue, you know, that needs to be looked at, and we're all aware of the cost of building and everything else. It is affecting the tourism industry as much as any other space. And I suppose as time goes on, we will need to see more supply, and particularly in the likes of Kerry. You know, when we are we want to retain our local people to stay here and to want to live here, and we will want to bring people in from other places to come and live and set up their lives in Kerry. And we need it for tourism industry, but we need it for all the other industries that are looking for staff as well.
Yeah, that is the situation. Look, one other element of it, look, it's a wider question. It involves some companies, but it is something I know that's being raised at national level. And this is the VAT warehousing scheme that was put into place and brought into place by COVID. Interest on that VAT, if you haven't paid it, it starts to kick in from next week. Will that bring its own pressures, or would you be looking for the government maybe to be understanding when it comes to hospitality businesses who may be in that situation?
Well, absolutely, because of course, you know, while things have recovered to a huge extent in 2022 and more so in 2023, there are still a lot of businesses that will have legacy issues from the 2 years or 3 years of closure across the pandemic, and many of them will still be, you know, just building up the reserves, I suppose, you know, over the last couple of years. And you know, I do believe that that if they're very strict on that, it could pose challenges. We are fortunate that the government have decided to extend the 9% VAT rate up until up until September, which will help.
Yeah.
But I think that the reality is, particularly in food businesses where margins are much tighter, that there will need to be some leniency demonstrated.
Yeah, and that's the other final point I was going to put you on this, Patrick. The pressures that are brought about, particularly by the sustained inflation in the food supply into restaurants, into hotels, into bars. How do you grapple with that, or how are businesses in the area and membership of the marketing group you're talking about there in relation to maintaining prices where they are not falling back into the trap of being a high cost destination?
It's a challenge. Like, it's a challenge everywhere, as we know. Like, food inflation is an issue for everybody, and you know, and it is an issue for our competitors as much as it is for us. But I suppose I would be asking for you know, customers to have forbearance and realise that the cost of inputs into food businesses in particular have risen dramatically, and they're seeing it in their own shopping basket, and that's not least the case in restaurants and hotels that are providing food, and it will be reflected in the prices, and unfortunately that's the reality, because we have to maintain our margins in order to maintain to stay viable, and food operations in particular have to maintain their margins. And that's the only way to do it. It may have an impact on footfall, and it might you know, discourage people from dining out as often as they would have in the past. But unfortunately, you know, it's hard to see that until we get the inflation crisis under control. That is going to be the reality.
Yeah, certainly is. Patrick, listen, look, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning.
All right, you're welcome, Gerry. Thank you.